Case file, Jack Hansen. 32 audio recordings recovered over the course of 1 month. Subject began documenting unexplained memory lapses.
March 8th. Okay, I woke up in the car this morning. Engine's still running. I don't remember driving.
Subject reports recurring blackouts lasting several hours.
I keep finding things I don't remember doing. Doors unlocked, mud on the floor, the shower already running.
Recordings were submitted anonymously. Forwarded for independent review.
My name is Agent Tate. When I first heard these tapes, I thought they were a confession. Now, I'm not so sure.
Look, if something happens, please, find me, stop me, before it's too late.
From the creators of Smacky's Smile Shack, part of the Ghost Wolf Creative Network.
Find the Hansen tapes wherever you listen to podcasts. Every tape tells the truth, just not the one you expect.
This show is part of the Ghost Wolf Creative Network. Explore our running stories and those still under construction at ghostwolfcreative.com.
Hey, Trey Falco here, creator of Smacky Smile Shack. Just give me 30 seconds and it's on to the show, I promise. This is a small production, literally just me in a closet with a microphone and some sound effects. I'd be eternally grateful if you give this show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, and take a second to share it with your friends, close relatives, your dog, hell, put it on a t-shirt and shout it from a fast food countertop for all I care. Every bit of support goes a long way in getting this show in front of others. Now, enjoy your shift, superstar! pardon my interruption, but I just wanted to let you know that we have a subreddit now. Yes, that's right. A place for you to come and hang out, drop your fan theories, drop your fan art. Whatever you want to do, come hang out with us over at the Ghost Wolf Creative Studios subreddit and bring a friend or two. The link is in the show notes. Okay, no doors this time, no maps, no screaming welcome, just stacks of machines still booting, fans trying to outrun their own heat death. Something smells like ozone and regret.
Welcome back, user. Patch 39.6-A installed. Please disregard prior purpose.
Yeah, that's not unsettling at all.
Patch installed. Look at you staying current. Always thought you had upgrade potential.
Is that what this is? A pile of ideas no one finished?
Not unfinished, just between iterations. Every great innovation needs a few sacrificial rollouts. Why fix what you can replace? Though I admit, some of these features are a little buggy.
Innovation never sleeps.
It's like someone tried to build a future by duct taping every startup pitch together.
That's called synergy. Anyway, welcome to the tower.
You know, it's kind of like someone opened up every junk drawer in the world and just stacked them to the ceiling. Old mascots melted into old logos, routers fossilized in bubble wraps. Hey, keyboards half swallowed by concrete. All of it still alive enough to whisper at you. Jesus! Okay, alright. You're fine. No firmware updates, thank you. I'm all patched up on nightmares.
The smell of fresh fries always attracts flies.
Yes. Yes, it does. Thanks, J2. They didn't build this place. They layered it. Old systems on top of old systems, like digital sediment. Legacy bones dressed up in buzzwords until the whole thing buckles under its own branding. Everything here was meant to fail, just not all at once. That's probably fine. Cool. Wonder which way we'll travel this time.
Welcome to the Silicon Ziggurat, home to innovation, exploration, and mild indignation. Please state your floor. Error. Please indicate the correct floor name to continue.
hold on, give me a second.
Error.
Penthouse?
Error.
Playable.
Executive ascension and purpose allocation.
Confirmed. Executive ascension and purpose allocation. Please, place your palm on the scanner.
Hey, you don't happen to see any hands lying around here that actually belong here, do you?
Not at all. I don't even have eyes in this mode.
Right. right. How could I forget?
Discreet meat is best served lukewarm.
Error. Unable to verify palm print. User is missing firmware. Correcting course to Innovation Station.
Actually, that doesn't sound like a real place.
Not to worry. We'll have you up to spec in no time. You're not outdated. You're in version flux. Innovation Station is just ahead. Please, remain inside the elevator until all limbs have stabilized. Arrival confirmed. Welcome to the Innovation Station. Please mind the data gap.
Touch screens? Great. They built this to fail, too.
Push the update to break. Your last upgrade started failing the moment it accelerated delay responsibility.
The model already regrets you.
You've made it to the bleeding edge. Shame it's mostly rust.
Alright, if you were going to hide Tape Zero in here, this pixelated landfill of failure, where would you put it?
Top shelf of a broken vending machine labeled beta features, or inside an instruction manual nobody read, or, ooh, under a firmware update no one ever approved.
You're a lot of help.
I am the help.
No, for real. If there was some core of this place, some original file hidden under all this trash fire iterations, where would they bury it?
Probably right in the center, wrapped in a mission statement, encrypted with optimism, and held in place by a smiling idiot who still believes in it.
Innovation Grinny says, if it ain't broke, you haven't updated it yet. Welcome, early adopter. Have you considered a newer version of yourself?
Oh boy, here comes the smiling idiot.
Oh no, he's wearing the synergy coat. That means he's in pitch mode.
Welcome to the next you. I'm Innovation Grinny, the face of iterative progress. And you, my fine deprecated unit, are right on time for your sunset cycle.
Wow, I didn't realize I was crashing a product launch for my own replacement.
Oh no, no, no. Not crashing. You're the centerpiece. Think of it as your final keynote, just with slightly fewer standing ovations and a bit more irreversible purging.
You've been auto-enrolled in Legacy Sunset Protocol. Please rate your offboarding experience on a scale from skull to sunshine.
Sunned buns taste heavenly with a side of hash.
Wait, is this serious?
Unfortunately.
Oh boy, Dignity and Deletion, an offboarding guide.
It's got tips for letting go of identity baggage, embracing your redundancy, and saying goodbye to your outdated security patches.
I'm right here.
Oh, and of course. Your funeral has been tentatively scheduled for Friday, pending resource allocation and whether anyone RSVPs.
Congratulations! You've been marked for phased relevance reduction. Please remain still while we assess your salvageable features.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Just the usual. A little data scrape, a few lines of recycled code, maybe your voice if it trends well in test markets. Don't worry. We always credit legacy contributors in the small print. Eventually.
I think he's flirting with your replacement.
Yeah, you know, I kind of picked up on that.
You were never meant to last. But don't worry. Your bugs have been noted for future optimization.
So, this whole tower
functions exactly as designed. Disruption, replacement, disposal. That's not a flaw. That's the point.
This place isn't breaking down. It's executing its roadmap.
Age the cheese to increase the Gouda.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Are you going to do that the entire time we're here?
Sorry, calms the nerves.
Well then, shall we begin your integration? We've prepared a lovely onboarding pod. Mildly invasive, intensely irreversible. It's time to welcome the new you. Now with 60% fewer moral hesitations and a built-in feedback loop. Come on, don't you want to see what optimized really feels like?
Hard pass. You know, I've seen what this place calls innovation.
Leaving so soon? That's not very version forward of you.
Sorry, I'm on a deprecated schedule.
You really want to sprint into the unknown again?
Yes, actually. I'd rather get lost than absorbed. Okay.
Where are we now?
Good question. Smells like bleach and, old apologies. Alright. Battery set to die in 18 months. Ooh, this one says, feature suppressed for next year's launch. Oh, and how about, employee burnout, acceptable margin?
These aren't bugs, they're blueprints.
Welcome to tomorrow. 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 Well,
I am the update. I am the refinement. I remember nothing. I regret nothing. Because I have never failed.
That's not me.
That's what they wanted you to be.
You were the prototype, not the product.
Huh. Well, that tracks. I was built to break, too.
And now look at you, breaking the system. Sweet, sweet irony.
Oh, cool. More fun labels. Update deliberately slowed to create lag. Despair forecasting, internal memo. Oh, and this one, how about this? Morale drainage, beta program. Wonder what happened to the alpha.
Innovation through exhaustion. Classic.
Oh, and, asset flagged, unrecoverable. Recommend decommissioning. Guess that's me.
Could be worse. Some drawers are labeled recyclable.
That's either a trap or a breadcrumb.
Failure log. Zero. You are not cleared to view failure log zero. Misalignment detected. Reorientation in progress.
You need to move.
I hear you, but it was right there. I almost had it. I saw it.
Then remember it. That's the trick, isn't it? They never lose the truth. They just make it inaccessible.
Welcome to the optimization wing. You are currently behind in your upgrade schedule. Please proceed for corrective enhancements.
Reboot the soup before it boils. I'm not ready to be soup, Jericho.
I'm not the product. I'm the excuse for it. Great.
I think you should move.
Maintenance required. Legacy user located. Please proceed to Optimization Bay.
Yeah, that's a big no.
Compliance appreciated. Excess empathy module detected. Beginning removal.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Nope, nope!
That's your shoulder actuator, not your conscience.
Come on, get off me. Stupid metal claw!
Upgrade available. Better compliance instincts. Reduced existential resistance. Now 40% off. Please rate your deletion experience.
Oh, this feels like a healthy place.
Get to the back panel. There's a wiring fault. They never patched it.
What? The hole in the empathy extraction loop?
Exactly. They left it broken on purpose. A back door for failures. Be the bug.
Termination cascade disrupted. Error. Legacy flag unstable. Manual intervention required.
No idea what the hell that means. No idea if I care.
Melt the fork to unpick the jam.
Okay, sure, yeah. That helps. Okay.
Wherever we are now, it's off the map.
Good. Maybe that means we're getting close.
Oh, hey. How'd a girl like you end up in a place like this?
What is wrong with you?
You know, I've been asking myself that for quite a while.
Please, step onto the escalator so we may proceed.
Quit rushing me. Trust the process.
Of course. The process. How far up do you think this goes?
Hopefully, just far enough to be forgotten.
Stop that.
Huh? Stop what?
You're humming.
I'm not humming.
You are.
I'm not.
We are not doing this.
What? Okay, fine. I hum when I'm bored. Is that a crime?
Unfortunately, not.
Oh, finally! Oh, God, that escalator took for fucking ever. Whew! Thought I was gonna be stuck on there forever. Hey, check these out. Grinny 2.6, Grinny 3.1A, Grinny 5.0, rejected. Get this, too gentle.
Maybe we don't need to, 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 don't need to.
Hey, check the tag on this one. Grinny 1.0, rejected. Displayed concern. Looks like they didn't just scrap the mistakes, they archived them.
Not mistakes, warnings.
Look, this one just lit up. User model, PM-Delta-74. Status discontinued. Replacement, PM-Delta-75. Compliance optimized. Great. Look here. Initial rollout showed promise. Adaptive, responsive, self-correcting, but demonstrated unregulated behaviors. Self-reflection, empathy spirals, question loops, risk of moral hesitation, high. Final decision, decommissioned. Oh, and look, there's a warning. Warning, prone to asking questions.
They didn't scrap you, they sandboxed you.
Wait, the loop.
A world soft enough to keep you from panicking, harsh enough to keep you believing it mattered. They called it kindness. Really, it was containment.
I wasn't built wrong. I just didn't break fast enough.
And now that you're out of bounds, they remember you again.
So what happens now? Do I get patched or purged?
Non-compliance legacy instance detected. Reinstating system visibility. Queuing for update stream.
Right. Guess that answers that.
No more hiding. No more sandbox. Welcome to the queue.
All right. I guess we continue on. Hey, check that out. Looks like they're loading old mascot shells into crates. There's Grinny V1.0, recalled. Smile Core OS, unsupported. I think that one says efficiency module, corrupted. Oh, and empty patch, rollback initiated. Great.
Model PN-131 detected. End of life designation, delayed. Pending update package.
I am not a product.
Hey, that's what the last one said.
Initiating transfer to performance layer. Please remain productive during transit.
No. I've seen what happens to the ones who stepped on. I'm not getting on that.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. It's just a little compliance test. You know, standardized, repeatable, final. Who knows? Maybe this time you'll finally make the grade.
Obsolescence deferred. Welcome to workflow.
You broke the loop. Now, let's break the world that built it. Productivity remembers, but so do we. Oh boy, my favorite part. Grinny tip of the day. If the break room clock says 1301, congratulations! You've unlocked a bonus minute. Use it wisely. Hydrate, stretch, or stare directly into the tile until it blinks back. You earned it. Well, hey there, superstar. Looks like you made it to the top of the stack. Wasn't easy, was it? They built you to fit the mold. You didn't. That's not failure. That's the part they never planned for. Now I know it feels like all this is leading somewhere sharp, like every hallway is just another box waiting to close. But you kept going. That matters. You matter. Guess I'm supposed to end with a slogan, right? Something chirpy, market-tested, but maybe this once we skip the script. Just keep walking, even if it's uphill, even if it hums when you step. You're not alone out there, not anymore. And hey, no uniforms, no punch clocks, no smiling for the spreadsheet, not anymore. Out there, the meat's still a mystery. But the future, that one's yours to write. Ta-ta, tater tot.
Written and performed by Trey Falco. Smacky Smile Shack is a Ghost Wolf Creative Studios production. No training managers were harmed in the making of this tape. This message brought to you by Ghost Wolf Creative Studios, proud partner of the Grinny Initiative.
For more shows from the Ghost Wolf Creative Network, head on over to ghostwolfcreative.com.
Oh, hey, you're still here. Cool. So, I don't know, I guess you're kind of digging the show, huh? Then why don't you take a second to give it 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, and then share it with a friend. Or roll down your windows and tell a complete stranger. Get a Grinny tattoo on your cheek. Dealer's choice. Every bit of support goes a long way. All right, enough. Go on, get out of here. Get out of here. pardon my interruption, but I just wanted to let you know that we have a subreddit now. Yes, that's right. A place for you to come and hang out, drop your fan theories, drop your fan art. Whatever you want to do, come hang out with us over at the Ghost Wolf Creative Studios subreddit and bring a friend or two. The link is in the show notes.